Welcome back to part two of our liturgy at home with praying with scripture. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today is a very special day. It's Holy Thursday. So let's take a look at the evening mass of the Lord's Supper for the liturgy of the word for that mass. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Or really, my favorite intro is, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, but I wanted something different. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and in reflection prepare ourselves to remember the Lord's gift of himself at the Last Supper as we celebrate this liturgy of the word. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for we have sinned against you. Show us, O Lord, your mercy, and then the response completes that prayer, I should say, and grant us your salvation. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. We'll just use the one from the evening Mass. O God, who have called us to participate in this, in the most sacred supper, in which your only begotten Son, when about to hand himself over to death, entrusted to the church a sacrifice new for all eternity, the banquet of his love, grant, we pray, that we may draw from so great a mystery the fullness of charity and of life through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. The law regarding the Passover meal, a reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one, and shall share in the lamb, in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year-old male without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. And then, with the whole community of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it, with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord, for on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I, the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass you over. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a great and memorial feast for you, when all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now we pray the psalm. Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ, is of course from 1 Corinthians 10:16, and it's our antiphon. This is what people respond to during the liturgy of the word at Mass. They will say that phrase. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaiden. You have loosened my bonds. Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. To you will I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. Our reading now is from 1 Corinthians as well, a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Taking a little pause because this is very interesting and very solemn night in the liturgical calendar. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I give you a new commandment, says the Lord. Love one another as I have loved you. The Lord be with you. The gospel of the Lord is from John. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put on his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the teacher and master, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow. so that as I have done for you, you also should do. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when we come back later tonight, why don't we try to pray what scholars consider the Psalms that Christ would have prayed at the Last Supper. We'll do that some later time, later tonight. I hope that you have a blessed rest of your day. I offer any partial indulgences that I may have gotten for a soul in purgatory again, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Oh, how silly of me. We also had intercessions. Let's go back and do those. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. At the Last Supper, on the night he was betrayed, our Savior entrusted to his church the memorial of his death and resurrection, to be celebrated forever. Let us adore him and say, Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion, and so reveal in our lives your saving power. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. You humbled yourself by being obedient, even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship. We're praying for Henry's urgent intentions. We're praying for Bill's urgent intentions on this memorial, where we touch the reality of Christ laying down his life in the upper room. We're praying for all priests, religious, deacons, catechists, and all the rest of those who have given themselves in a special way to serving their brothers and sisters and serving you in them. We pray for unity and concord to be restored in troubled Catholic families, that they may experience a renewed fervor and love and peace with one another and many fruits of the Spirit. Pray for Father Rob, for Father Jim, for Father Vili, for Father Edson, and for all the others that have been part of our life's journey in a very important way. And sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood, gathering all of our prayers into one. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer, and we'll conclude with the collect. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O God, who have called us to participate in this most sacred supper, in which your only begotten Son, when about to hand himself over to death, entrusted to the Church a sacrifice new for all eternity, the banquet of his love, grant, we pray, that we may draw from so great a mystery the fullness of charity and of love, life, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life for real this time. Amen. I'll come back, and we'll probably have some special psalms later on.